Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and I want to make a video today about the topic of prophecy or prophesizing. Many people come up to me and they say when a Messiah is going to return. They make predictions about the future. Or they ask me about things that have happened and has prophecy been fulfilled on certain particular topics and so on. And these are, sorry about that, but these are certain topics that I want to discuss with people because, or with you today here, because from my understanding of reading the scriptures, all prophecy or many prophecies are theories until they come true or not. Then if they do come true or not, you'll be a false prophet or not. So I was recently somewhere and somebody had a timeline with the past and the future, and a timeline is a good recap of the past and things that have happened. It's history. And I'm a believer in history or his story. But once you get past the present point, anything in the future on a timeline becomes a foretelling of what will happen and a prophecy. Now you can try to distinguish what's going to happen in the future based on scripture from the past. And you can try to add up dates and things like that and come to your own terminology and your numerology of what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. So that's one way to figure out what's going to happen in the future. Another way to figure out what's going to happen in the future is that literally Yahweh has spoken to you and showed you what the future holds. And he's given you the wisdom of the dates of these things happening. Now, when you look at the scriptures and you look at the real definition of a prophecy, we see a prediction of the future, or we see a prophet that is somebody who Yahweh spoke to give a message to the people, yes, about the current times, but also with the boldness to speak about unpopular things. So it all references things of the future. Now, we are not to argue or disagree with somebody that truly has a word from Yahweh. We are to be obedient to that and follow this prophet's warning. As it says in scripture, there are many prophets, and as we see from the history looking back on scripture, those that listened to the prophets and took action to follow were often blessed or saved from destruction or something. And those that rejected, or in many times in scripture, destroyed the prophets of scripture, they too were destroyed. Now, there's a little play on words here, because some people often get confused about the word prophecy versus prophet, or prophecy versus prophecy, H-E-C-Y versus H-S-Y. And there are different ways to do it. In if it ends in S-Y versus ending in C-Y, it comes to say that C-Y is pronounced like C. And it's usually known, the knowledge of the future, usually said to have come from a divine source. For example, the prophecies of a prophet have come true. That would be E-C-Y, or Ahaz, or something, had a gift of prophecy. Now, when we look at the word of prophecy with E-S-Y, it's usually a verb talking about something that will happen. He prophesies against a great war, or he prophesies a flood would come to the earth. So understanding that, and understanding that prophecy with E-C-Y is a noun and prophecy with E-S-Y is a verb, and many people often use them out of order, so to say. But that's not the issue or what I'm looking at today, because Yahweh has a mission, and part of his mission is getting his message out to the people. And in the original covenant, Yahweh often used prophets to proclaim his words. We see that. And in the renewed covenant, which people often refer to as the New Testament, he commissioned the assemblies to preach the gospel and his message to the world, all the congregations everywhere. And the message of Yahweh is a warning call, a call to repentance, and a message of hope, and also the good news of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. It's all part of prophecy, but with that comes foretelling of the future of what will happen. And in the Bible, you could say the book of Revelation is a book of prophecy. John was prophesying what would happen in the future, and he was telling it, and it was recorded. Now, interpreting that book is another story, and we shall not get confused mixing up a prophecy, which is us foretelling what we heard, with misinterpretation. So we got to be careful. Those are two different things, because we don't want to confuse a false prophet with somebody who misinterpreted Yahweh's written word. Now, when you misinterpret what you say Yahweh clearly told you, that's another story. So as we look at the role of the different prophets in Scripture, the word prophet comes from Nabi, meaning spokesperson. Spokesperson. Yahweh spokesperson to foretell the future. But it could also mean to be a foretell, to share any words of Yahweh. So there are two kind of definitions. One is to foretell the future, but the other one is just to give a word. Yahweh gave me a word that we need to so and so. Or what? And this isn't necessarily, this is now, Yahweh told me we need to fast for 30 days. You know, that's different than Yahweh said, you know, if no one fasts, they're going to die. You know, those are two different things. So, no, you kind of have two meanings here. So, the message of a true prophet does not come from their own words. We have to understand that. And Peter explained, no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but set apart men of Yahweh spoke as they were moved by the Rahadak HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. That was 2 Peter 1, 20 to 21. We also see 2 Timothy 3:16 say, the words recorded by Yahweh's prophets are inspired by Yahweh. So Yahweh inspired the prophet Amos to write, in Amos 3:7, surely Yahweh does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. So this is Yahweh revealing things to people and letting people know. Yahweh speaks through prophets, and we should definitely listen. But how do we know if somebody's really speaking the word of Yahweh? Because the Bible also warns us not to listen to false prophets. Even though they come with prophecies and they teach things against, but if they teach things against the truths of the Bible, we must not follow them. So we have to know the difference between a true prophet and a false prophet. And we can't know this after that prophecy didn't come true. So we have to realize these things, and there's ways in Scriptures to realize these things. Now, we first have to understand why Yahweh includes prophecy in the Bible, and what is the purpose of prophecy. And when we do this, or we want to get to the understanding of this, let's consider some of the so-called minor prophets in Scripture, because in Scripture there are many different books and prophets used. But when we use the word minor, in no way are we saying these were insignificant or less significant than the so-called major prophets. Their books, as recorded in Scripture, were just smaller, or the events didn't have as big of an impact, possibly. But they're referred to as the minor prophets, but by all means, they are on equal level with the so-called major prophets. So let's not in any way think that word minor is anything of a lessening. And we look at two of the minor prophets in Scripture, Jonah and Nahum. They were both prophets who were given messages to the people, well, from Yahweh, about Nineveh, which was a great city in the in one of the empires in Scripture. The Assyrians were brutal and people. They feared the Assyrians, and they feared people feared them. This was Nineveh, this big city that people really feared. But Jonah, who prophesied 100 to 150 years before Nahum. And also later, Nahum prophecies, they came true. The story of Jonah adds death and understanding to what Yahweh did to these people as he prophesied, and the people took him as a true prophet and they listened. It's a powerful story. And it was one of the only times in scripture where a prophet was sent with Jonah to a people other than Yahweh's people, or people of the land where they were. He went to a foreign land and he was prophesizing these things, where all the time in scripture you saw prophets going to their current kings and priests and telling them this is what Yahweh said, but the people didn't listen. But now you have Jonah going to a people and prophesizing things or foretelling things to a non-believing nation or people that weren't getting it, and they listened better than their own people. It's amazing. It's amazing. So prophecy shows that Yahweh's justice and is intended to lead us to repentance. This is the true thing. Now, repentance doesn't mean crying or even asking for forgiveness. Repentance means changing the mind. Changing the mind, because after the mind changes, then our actions will change. Having remorse about things we've done that goes against Yahweh's instructions is part of it. But no matter how many tears you have, if you're not changing the mind, it means nothing. So prophecy is to bring us to repentance and to understand these things. And, you know, so it's also to show Yahweh's power, that his word always comes true. There are many prophecies in scripture that has been filled. You know, many. And the greatest prophecy was about the Messiah himself, the anointed one in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. We look at these things, and prophecy ultimately reveals Yahweh's love. That's what it does. And many people that don't understand, they say, oh, yeah, the Bible's all about love, and Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is all about love. It goes way beyond their definition of love. It's love according to the scriptures, and prophecy shows that and realizes that. So when we look at it from Yahweh's perspective, and we want these things to come true, we have to ask and think, is understanding prophecy necessary for salvation? You know, is it required for salvation? We have to get it and realize that understanding every prophecy cannot be and is not a prerequisite for salvation. There were many people of the Bible that didn't know or understand the idea of prophecy. In 1 Peter 10 to 12, Peter explains that Yahweh revealed to some of the prophets, that their messages were recorded for a later time, not for themselves. He said that some of these things even angels desire to look into. And in Daniel 12:4, it says Daniel was told that his messages wouldn't be understood until the end times. Daniel 10:12 says it is not wrong to seek to understand specific prophecies as Daniel did. For 3 weeks he fasted and prayed, setting his heart to understand. And then Yahweh answered him. You know, so it's not a prerequisite, because sometimes Yahweh's answer is going to be not yet. Like, we're not ready to hear it yet, or not at this time. However, even though we don't understand it, there is danger in ignoring true prophecy. Because you're going to miss the boat or miss the idea. So even though understanding the prophecy isn't a prerequisite or a requirement for salvation, Yahweh expects us to pay attention. To pay attention to the prophecies, especially the ones directed towards them. You know, so these are things we have to study and study and distinguish the true prophecies from the false prophecies. And anyone that says they don't believe in Yeshua the Messiah is ignoring a true prophecy. Not only a prophecy, but it's an action that has already come true. But Paul warned in 2 Thessalonians 2:1-4 about those teaching alternative versions of end time prophecy. It says, let no one deceive you. Let no one deceive you. And gave specific Bible prophecies we need to know in order not to be deceived. And then in Matthew 24:5-11-24, Yeshua repeatedly warned us about those who will deceive many, even Yahweh's chosen people. if they allow themselves to be tricked or deceived. And it is the job of the enemy, it is the job of Satan to deceive people. So we must get this and realize this. And there are dangers of Yahweh's people not preaching prophecy. Ezekiel 33 shows that Yahweh calls people to be watchmen, to warn impending danger, and to call people to repentance. We understand this. We have to understand the Messiah himself took this responsibility in his preaching. And he proclaimed in Mark 1:15, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And then he passed on that responsibility to his followers and the mission of the believers in Matthew 28:19-20 and 24:14. We see even Paul feeling the weight of the responsibility that he himself had to go and prophesy and be a prophet. As we see in 1 Corinthians 9:16, he said, "For I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for the necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel." But we have to get it. John told us in scripture that the message is a warning, and it is intended to be a blessing, not a curse at all. In Revelations 1:3, he says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things that are written in a time that is near." So a prophecy does not come from a human wisdom or understanding or thinking. It comes from Yahweh. And there's dangers in personal interpretations of prophecy. And as I was saying earlier, we need to be careful with the interpretation of scripture. It's not necessarily being a false prophet, but it can lead to one being a false prophet. And it needs to be careful, as we see here. Everything Yahweh has recorded for us is in the scriptures, and it's for our benefit. It's for our benefits. It must be handled carefully and studied out and prayed about, and not added, anything added to it. And we're warned in John 22:18-19, as he says, "You shall not add to the word nor take away from it, but keep the commandments of Yahweh." Deuteronomy 4:2. Prophecy is not from man, it's from Yahweh, and we have to understand that. 2 Peter 1:20-21 says, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of Yahweh spoke as they were moved by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit." So we have to get this. Yahweh clearly doesn't want his word, his inspired word, to be twisted or misinterpreted. And I'm afraid that's what many people are doing today. That's what's happening. How do we know if something's a true prophecy? It will never counteract scripture. It will never counteract other prophecies that are true in scripture. As we study, we must study each prophecy in context, as well as the context for other scriptures, and it must line up. And you also have to look at a person's character when we think about these things. And there's many warnings of scripture of prophets, but there's many warnings of false prophets, and we must get this and understand this. A false prophet is someone who falsely claims to speak Yahweh's word or who teaches errors in his name. And there were many prophets in scripture that were true, but there were also many false prophets in scripture. You know, we look at Balaam, who's a false prophet. Zedekiah, false prophet. And many others in the scriptures that were false prophets. And even in the renewed covenant, we see it says here in Acts 3:6, we find that Barnabas and Saul encountered false prophet named Bar-Jesus. Peter had to warn the members of the first century church about the false prophets amongst them and teachers amongst them in 2 Peter 2:1. He talks about the false prophets of Scripture. So we have to look at all the first prophets that were just before the return of Yeshua, and the ones that are coming in the future just before the return of Yeshua. As it says, for false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even to elect. So you have told you beforehand, Matthew 24, 24 to 25. And there is in the book of Revelation, it clearly defines and talks about false prophets that refer to these end time person called the false prophet. Revelation 16, 13 says, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Revelation 19, verse 20 says, then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who works signs in his presence, which by he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worship the image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning the brimstone. And then in Revelation 20, verse 10, the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire, brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So we have to understand the highly deceptive person is also referred to in Scripture as the lawless one, the man of sin, and the Antichrist in Scripture. He will work so-called miracles to the power of Satan to deceive the people. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 and 10. We have to understand and identify the false prophets. We have to see who the enemy is using in people's lives. And we have to test everything as it says in Scripture and understand the difference between a false prophet and a true prophet, and false prophecies and true prophecies. So if we need to ask ourselves, number one, does the conduct of the prophet reflect godly character? You know, when it says in Scripture, they'll be identified by their fruits. And then did the predictions of the prophets come true? That's the clearest way to understand if a prophet is true or not, but that's in the future and it's foretold. Moses instructed Israel, when a prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh, if this does not happen or come to pass, then the thing which Yahweh has not spoken, the prophet has spoken errorously. You should not be afraid of him, but we should understand who he is and listen. And the words of the prophet are consistent with Scripture. As it says, he will never go against Scripture. And that a people benefit spiritually from the prophet's ministry is another way to understand this and listen. And Yahweh has a warning for false prophets of Scripture. So we must get this right. So the question of this video and the question of it all comes down to, is prophecy real? And I would suggest to you, based on everything I just read to you, and explained here, prophecy in Scripture is real, but we must distinguish the difference between true prophets and false prophets, or true prophecy and false prophecy. We need to be very careful when there are people out there suggesting the future events that will happen. We need to look at these things and understand. And just like what I say with the idea of sin, the Holy Spirit would never make us feel good about living in sin. And when we think about what our Creator's purpose is for us, what he wants, and the eternity that awaits us, we have to understand a true prophecy should never make us fear man or the ways of man. True prophecy is a warning, a protection, and a blessing. And we should let the Radak HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, speak to us about that prophecy or about that prophet, and think how we feel and understand that to come true. Is it in line with Scripture? The Holy Spirit will never make us fear man and will never make us feel good about listening to a false prophet. And I'm not one to go off feelings, but the Holy Spirit is real. And if a man is living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, you need to question if what he's predicting is true. We need to be careful of who we're listening to, and we need to look at the life they are living. Yahweh will speak warnings to many, many different people in Scripture, and he will use those people to give Scripture and give those warnings to the people, but he will not twist his word, and he will not lead a true prophet to twist his word for man-made motives and ideas. So, the more I get into Scripture and the more I get into meeting people that supposedly know the word of Scripture, and if they're living in sin on a regular basis and enjoying it, living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and enjoying those guidelines and enjoying living in sin, having no remorse, no repentance, making excuses for their false prophecies. Well, these are people Scripture tells us to avoid. We need to be careful and test everything. And we need to be careful about what we prophesy ourselves or what we suggest as being our opinion or from our study, our interpretation, versus Yahweh spoke something to me in a vision or a dream, and this is the warning he wanted to give me for the people, or this is the path he told me to take in my life for myself. We must distinguish the difference. And if he has done that on a personal level to you, you need to find that in Scripture and add that up with Scripture. That's what you need to do. Scripture is given for a reason. So take that warning, take that understanding. And if you have a different understanding or a different idea about prophecy and prophets, please put those comments below this video. Thank you for joining me here for this teaching. And until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecovered.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
This is WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
And so people would help me with this, and he said he wanted to help with this ministry. Well, with those pillows, we give them a little pamphlet. A track tells you how to get saved, how to know Jesus. We had kid-friendly ones. And I said, hey, when he came by to help, I said, you know, you talked about some of those pamphlets are really stupid. Could you read this one and tell me what you think about it? Would this be good to give to a kid? So I got him to read that, and then I had one that I said, and this one might really interest you. This one was written by your great-grandfather in Ireland. He was a street preacher. And how cool is that? And so, and then he got to read that one. And so, you know, with my nephew, I never got to talk to his dad. I never felt, I don't know, right to do it or worthy of doing it. Really, I didn't feel worthy. Okay. So I'm like, thank you, Lord, for redeeming that and giving me that gift that I got to do that with my nephew.
And he accepted the Lord?
He didn't then, but, you know, we took him to that Jesus people. Do you know about that, Chapuza? Their festivals, music festivals they had? No. Oh, my goodness. Well, they did it in central Illinois. They peaked at 25,000 people, and every big-name band you can think of in the Christian industry was there. That's where I learned to love David Crowder, Casting Crowns, you know, some of the others on there. But they would have